Hi, baby, I'm home. Hey, you don't tell me what to do. You're my man. If I want to kiss your forehead, I'm going to kiss your forehead. Besides, I don't care if you're sick. It's my job to nurse you back to health. And as much as you want to argue, forehead kisses are on your treatment plan. And unfortunately, some gross tasting medicine, too. I appreciate you thinking of me and not wanting me to get sick, too. But I'm going to be taking care of you, darling. Now, shh. Let me just mix you some medicine and then we can cuddle, okay? Firstly, how's your head feel? Lightheaded? Headache? Any clogged sinuses? Okay. Now onto your throat. Does it hurt at all? Hurt to eat any foods or drink any liquids? Okay. Any coughing? Okay. All right. Do you mind if I put my hand around your throat to feel your tonsils, baby? Thank you. Okay. Now, does your tummy hurt at all? Well, have you eaten anything other than what we ate together? Well, that might have something to do with it, honey. Are you hungry at all? I can order you soup. Okay. And finally, is your body sore at all? All right. Other than what I asked you, is anything else bothering you? Okay. All right. Now drink this. It should help you feel better soon, baby. I will just go put this medicine away, and then I'll come join you in bed, okay? Good job taking that medicine. Alrighty. Now that that's all taken care of, let me cuddle you, baby. You got enough pillows? The blankets are warm enough? You're all comfortable. Good. All right. Do you want to be Little Spoon, darling? Of course, it's okay, baby. Whatever your heart desires. All right. I love holding you, making you feel cared for. You deserve it. Now, tell me, baby. How was your day? Other than feeling like garbage, did you do anything while I was out and about? Well, sounds like a decent day. Minus the sickness. My day was good. Other than worrying about my good sweet man all day, I picked up some groceries, got us both an outfit for Thursday, and I picked up 3 new books. I did get the ingredients to make the dinner you've been asking for, and once you're better, I will make it for you. Of course, baby. Yes, our outfits are a bit matchy. It's cute. I think you'll like it. Subtle, but people will definitely know we're together. And not just because we showed up together. I'm excited too. Let's just hope you're feeling better by then. It's okay if you're not better, baby. We can always go another time. You're not ruining anything. I'd rather spend my days in bed with you than doing anything else. Whether we're just watching movies or doing other things, time in bed with you is always time well spent. Of course, sweetie. Thank you for being you. Oh, what books did I get? I got, what did I get? I got The Cellar by Natasha Preston. I got A Good Girl's Guide to Murder by Holly Jackson and The Cruel Prince by Holly Black. So, overall, pretty good day off, if I do say so myself. No, baby, I'm not murdering anyone. I mean, unless they try to steal you from me. What? What are you talking about? You're a total catch. Yes, you are, baby. Hey, I won't tolerate you talking bad about yourself. You're so freaking handsome and funny. You're so intelligent and bright, but still so strong and so alive. I can't help but love you so much. Yes, those are all true. Now hush, before I leave and go watch a movie alone on the couch as punishment. That's what I thought. Oh, you're so adorable. Hey, what? Oh, I'm not gonna get sick. Hush, honey. And if I do, then guess who gets to snuggle with me? It's you. So who cares? Forehead kisses are a part of your treatment plan, and I'm devoted to making you feel better, baby. I love you so much, handsome. Yes, handsome. Ugh, so handsome. Even when you're sick, especially when you're sick. Yes, especially. It means you trust me enough to not only be vulnerable with me, but to trust me to take care. Ah, it's here. I will be right back. All right, I got my very handsome boy some soup. I did, baby. Are you hungry enough to eat it? Especially after how good it smells. Ah, it smells so good. That's what I thought would happen. Sit up, my love. I will sit right here, and I'll take this lid off. Where's the... Ah, there's a spoon. This smells so delicious. Say, ah. What do you think? Good. I'm glad it's even better than it smells. Here. There you go. How's your appetite? I know this isn't a terribly heavy soup, but I still don't want to push it. Okay. Here you go. Good. Okay, baby. You can eat a bit more and I can warm the rest up for dinner. How does that sound? Perfect. Here you go, baby. Oh, a little bit spilled on your chin. I'll get it. Good soup. Here, open, baby. Good job. One more bite? Okay, darling. Here you go. Final bite. Good job. All right. You good? Okay. If you want more, just let me know. Alright. Let me get the lid back on this. Alright. And I will get back to holding you, baby. There we go. That lid should be on tight. All right. Back in my arms. Do you mind if I play with your hair? Thank you, baby. What was that, darling? Aw, I love you too, sweet boy. Oh, baby, one kiss on the lips surely won't seal my fate. It's worth it to kiss you. Of course I truly love you. You're my everything. Yes, baby. Yes, really. We've built a life together, darling. And I will spend a lifetime choosing you. Choosing to wake up and love you. Choosing to laugh by your side every single day. Choosing to take care of you when you're sick. Choosing to love you despite the things you do that absolutely infuriate me. But choosing you is the best choice I've ever made in my life. And I'd be an idiot to stop choosing you. So thank you for continuously choosing me too. Thank you for letting me love you and for sharing all of life's moments with me. It truly brings me so much joy, my darling love. It's you and me forever. You're my heart. But you need rest to get better. So please, close your eyes and rest. I'll be here when you wake up, darling.
Thank you.